Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Dukes and Bell live from the Mobile Kia Studios. Mike's at his house, I'm at mine, and this guy's probably at home as well. I know he's on the phone, though, because he's constantly working it. He is Ian Rappaport, guys, NFL Network insider. You can follow him on Twitter at Rap Sheet. Ian's also the host of Rap Sheet and Friends. It's a podcast. It's pretty cool if you want to check that out. I know he posts a lot of stuff there. Ian, thanks so much. As a matter of fact, I just saw your tweet. It is official now that the Panthers have released Cam Newton?
Yep. They have officially moved on, the end of an era. It's still weird, but, I mean, I guess the whole world is weird, so there's really nothing. Nothing has changed. Everything is just odd. But Cam Newton officially released. The former MVP is now a free agent, and there's no more starting jobs available.
You think that was coming from Tepper? I mean, a new owner wanted a clean, clean sheet to start with, or just his football decision?
No, I mean, I think they're rebuilding, and
right. You
know, does it make sense to have Cam Newton, you know, if he's going to rebuild, I think Cam would have wanted a new deal. What would that even be, considering the status of his foot and his shoulder? Would it make sense for him to accept anything long-term? Does he want to be, you know, stay with the organization as they rebuild under a new coach who he's not familiar with? I mean, there were probably a lot more questions. I know they tried to trade him. They tried hard to trade him, couldn't do it. I mean, this was something that by today really just became obvious. And so they did it. They moved on. And now they have Teddy Bridgewater as their starting quarterback and a lot of pieces that are still trying to fit in.
It is Ian Rappaport joining us here on the WaitForward.com hotline. I want to ask you about landing spots. Again, this is all speculation, and we know that. But everybody keeps pointing to the Patriots as if, you know, like Belichick all of a sudden is going to pay a guy $25 million when that we know that's not going to be the case. So why does New England keep popping up as a potential landing spot? Just because everyone thinks they need a quarterback, Ian?
I mean, because the Patriots are a possible landing spot for every player. So, you know, usually that's the way it goes. It's part of being, you know, involved in New England, that everyone, it's just like how everyone thinks the Eagles are involved in every trade, you know, or the Lions. So the Patriots don't have any money. I mean, they have money, but they don't have any cap space. So, like, you know, are they going to go out and sign a quarterback and pay him $15 million? Like, I don't think they're going to sign a quarterback and pay him $1 million. They just don't have the kind of cap space necessary. I mean, if Cam Newton said, I'll take, you know, $0, would they do it? I mean, maybe. But to me, especially in this offseason when system is so important, I would think the Patriots are probably gonna sit tight.
It is Ian Rappaport from NFL Network. You read him and follow him, see what's going on around the league. Ian, is it an oversimplification to say the Chargers want to try to make a splash? Cam makes the most sense?
You know, I would say it probably does make sense, but they're not interested. And I know then, you know, when you look at the Panthers, I mean, they tried to trade Cam to the Bears. They tried to trade him to the Chargers. Neither of those teams was interested, so they had to release him. And I didn't get the sense the Chargers would be interested, even if Cam was a free agent, because they came out so strongly and said Tyrod's our guy. So to me, I don't think the Chargers or the Patriots or the Bears are a realistic possibility. I think, you know, if you're Cam Newton, if you don't want to be a backup, then you might just have to wait. That's just kind of the reality of it.
Ian, we want to talk about also, you know, what has now, I think, become the most interesting division. It's been interesting for years with Matt Ryan and Drew Brees, but now you add Tom Brady to the mix. We heard Brady for the first time today in his teleconference, obviously not wanting to talk about the past, but this whole decision-making process, take us back. Were you hearing this all along, or was this a surprise to you when it ultimately ended up breaking that he was going to Tampa?
You know, I would say I knew Tampa was interested. You know, what I had heard was that Jameis was coming back, and I think he was, except, you know, Tom Brady intervened. I think that was set. They were good. They were going to, you know, if they'd had two tags, they probably would have transitioned Jameis, but the more they got away from it, the more they thought about it, the more it became clear that Tom Brady would consider him, the more they went away from Jameis. It wasn't about the money. You know, the Chargers and the Bucks deals were, Chargers and Bucks deals would have been basically identical. So it's really just where would he go where he could, you know, win and kind of be somewhat close to his family. And, you know, the market never really developed like Brady thought, but he had two teams. And the Patriots also never made an offer, I think probably because, you know, for them it was like, if he wants to come back, great, let's do it. If he doesn't, like, that's okay, we'll move on. I think they ended up moving on.
It is Ian Rappaport from NFL Network, guys. And Rap Sheet, breaking it down as we're still waiting to see where some of the other quarterbacks land, is what Andy Dalton. I guess, you know, one man's trash could be another man's treasure. Is there any market for him?
You know, another one where I just don't really sense that there's much of a market. You know, this is the only time I can remember in a long, long, long time where there are more quarterbacks than spots. Usually it's the opposite. Usually everyone's talking about the bad state of quarterbacks and where is everyone and you know, some random dude is starting in week 15 and you've never heard of and you're like, man, this league has no quarterback. It's the opposite now. And I'm sure this will all change and come back around. But I just can't remember a time where so many, you know, good, capable signal callers were actually available. It's just, honestly, it's a little strange.
Check out his podcast, Rap Sheet and Friends, guys. Follow him on Twitter as well. It's Ian Rappaport from NFL Network. What are you hearing about Todd Gurley and the medical? We were all super excited to hear the Falcons are going to do this deal, and, you know, it's 1 year, and he's coming home, you know, per se, because he played at the University of Georgia. But Ian, sure. What are you hearing about the medical stuff?
You know, I would say the knee is it's an issue. It definitely caused him pain last year. I know he believes he's going to be okay. He believes his career is certainly not going to be cut short. And I know last year when he on the field, he definitely had his moments. He just never had the carries that he had previously. So I think, to me, you know, if you're the Falcons, you know, the reward is potentially great. The risk is kind of like, eh. You know, I mean, he's a former MVP who, you know, could return to form. If he doesn't, then you probably just have an average running back who you sort of just a little bit overpaid for. If he is the Todd Gurley of 2 years ago, then it's an incredible signing. I thought it was something worth doing. You know, if you're the Atlanta Falcons, it seemed like the obvious choice. They had some interest in trading for him before they realized they didn't need to. I think it makes a lot of sense for Atlanta.
Ian Rappaport's with us here live on Dukes and Bell on the WadeFord.com hotline. It's been a couple of weeks now, a couple of days, I should say, but were you as blown away as everybody else about the Bill O'Brien move with D. Hopkins for a banged-up running back and David Johnson? Does that make any sense?
I wasn't. I knew they were shopping him for probably a couple months, and even, you know, at the trade deadline last year. You know, he's a 29-year-old receiver who wants $18 to $20 million and probably would have held out to do it. You know, O'Brien shopped him around, and from what I can tell, didn't get much interest. You know, wanted a first rounder, couldn't get a first rounder. Wanted a second rounder, couldn't get that. Ended up settling for the deal he had. But, you know, I think what happens is a lot of times the name, in the media especially, the name kind of takes over. But when you look at the play, it's not necessarily what the name is, if that makes any sense. So okay. Hopkins is great, don't get me wrong. But you know, giving a receiver a third contract in after a little bit of a down year, I think is probably something that not many people would do. But Arizona's, you know, probably going to do it. And, you know, Bill O'Brien's probably going to keep getting killed. But, you know, we'll see in the end who ends up winning.
Ian Rappaport joining us here on Dukes and Bell. I, speaking of off seasons and at least the free agent period, who, in your opinion, has shined? I mean, you talk about Arizona, that trade, and you know, Kyler Murray running around. They went out. They got a D-tackle from the Bills. I mean, they look interesting. I don't know if they take a turn and make the playoffs because they're still in the West with, you know, the 49ers and the Seahawks and all of that. But who do you think really helped themselves during this free agent period?
You know, I would say I kind of liked what the Browns did to pick their spots, but, you know, Austin Hooper's a nice signing. We'll see, you know, we'll see if anything more ends up happening there. I kind of like what they did. I thought the Dolphins really solidified themselves, some really strong, you know, defensive signings. Spent a lot of money, but I think really kind of accelerated their rebuild. I also like what the Chargers did, you know, and I know it's Tyrod Taylor at quarterback or whoever else they draft, but really good offensive lineman, really good defensive lineman. A really good starting caliber corner. I liked how they kind of retooled, and they might not be the most exciting team of all time, but they're not going to turn the ball over 50 times a year either, so I think they'll be better.
Ian, is there any way the Dolphins don't go to a Tagovailoa?
One thing I've learned in all my years, guys, is never assume anything in the draft. There's been so many times where everything we think is the opposite of what happens. So is there a chance? Yeah, I would think there's a chance.
How's your family, man? Everybody good?
Yeah, we're surviving. We got a little homeschool going on in here. My wife's a saint. We're surviving. We're doing a lot better than most, so I got no complaints.
Are you at home now for a majority of the rest of the time, or are you going still? What's your deal?
Yeah, I mean, and I, for me, you know, it's somewhat the same. I mean, I've been, you know, I've been at home. I have a home office, so, you know, for me, it's a lot of what it was. The only difference is you can't really go out and do anything when you're not working. So it's a new reality. It's very strange. But the family is doing well. Thank you.
All right, man. Well, appreciate you jumping on. I know it's been crazy for you. We appreciate you as always. Ian, take care. Check him out. Check out his podcast. Ian Rappaport. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.